It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Killer Carpe Diem.
That's right. We're back for the final regular season week of CFL Easy Picks 2017. As you heard at the top of the show, joining me, Mr. Old School.
That's my motherfucking name.
Language.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's better.
It's my mother flipping name.
That's better.
Fuck you.
I'll just edit it all out if you keep it up. And our brother to the south, Mr. Heavyset.
When there's need for a rescue mission?
Oh, yeah.
That's the other show.
A rescue mission. When the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
When the Canadians need a third man for a podcast, they call on America.
Amazing.
Well, yeah, because in Europe right now, it's like 5 a.m., give or take.
Yeah, not so sure if think... Living Legend's a huge CFL fan.
Maybe we could get Ant the Vigilante.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? All right. So outside the brand new Trending Topics Network, former employees? Yeah, whatever. Let's get into some CFL football talk. Let's start with some general news. Playoff scenarios for Week 20 in the West Division. A Winnipeg loss or an Edmonton Winnipeg win or an Edmonton loss equals Winnipeg clinches second place in the division and will host the Western semifinal on November 12th versus Edmonton or Saskatchewan. An Edmonton win and a Winnipeg loss or tie, Edmonton clinches second place in the division and will host the Western semifinal game against Winnipeg, and Saskatchewan will cross over to play the Eastern semifinal November 12th against Toronto or Ottawa. Saskatchewan win equals Saskatchewan clinches third place in the West Division and will play in the Western semifinal against Winnipeg on November 12th. And Edmonton will cross over once again and play in the Eastern semifinal November 12th against Toronto or Ottawa. In the Eastern scenarios, Toronto win or tie equals Toronto clinches first place in the East and will host the Eastern final on November 19th. Ottawa will finish in second place and will host the Eastern semifinal on November 12th. A Toronto loss, Ottawa clinches first place in the East, hosts the Eastern final on the 19th. Toronto will finish in second and will host the Eastern semifinal on the 12th. A Hamilton loss in Week 17 confirms a West team will cross over to take the third playoff berth in the East. So we know for sure Montreal, Hamilton, and BC are bye-bye from the playoffs. So not a great year for Montreal. Not a great year for Hamilton either.
Why don't they just get a fucking 10th team? Like, this is stupid.
Well, you want to give my former CEO a call and have him set up a team somewhere?
Quebec City, or just give the East Coast a team. They could easily support a team.
I think they could support a 20,000-person stadium in, like, Fredericton.
Agreed. 100%.
Or St. John's.
Because they don't got dick there. They literally don't have, dicks. They're all fucking dickless. Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, and they do well. Like, they're the highest grossing Quebec Major Junior Hockey League teams.
Quebec,
and they're not even Quebec.
I mean, hell, even Laval pulls in some, like, really good numbers for their college games. And it's Laval. So
I think East Coast is the way to go. I think hit the nail on the head, Fredericton. Do it.
Okay. Let's see. Calgary news. They lost for the third time this season. Bo Levi Mitchell is not looking great, and only the defense have been getting most of the points. So Calgary, not a good time to start falling apart. Not a good time.
They had the best, worst timing ever.
Yeah, they had it last year in the Grey Cup, and they have it this year coming into the end of the season. So, Calgary. Come on, guys. Turn your shit around. Montreal news. We're starting our rookie quarterback, Matt Schiltz, will make his first CFL career start Friday night. It looks like we're pretty much going to play most of our depth chart. We're not going to start any of our starters. What's the point? We're already done. So, this is, you know, heavy NFL teams do this all the time, right? Like if they're already way out, they're going to start like second and third string guys, right?
Or the Browns just do that all year round.
Well, the Browns are a third string team, right?
The Browns are the Montreal Expos of the NFL.
Well, no, the Browns got a team back. We haven't.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The Browns are like the former Expos of the NFL.
I mean, the Browns would technically be the Washington Nationals because Washington lost a team and then got a team back, except Cleveland's turnaround was only 4 years? Because Cleveland moved to Baltimore. How many years later did they get a team back?
I think the last season was 95. We lost. We didn't have one in 96, 7, and 8, but we came back in 99.
So 4 year turnaround. That's really good, actually.
4 year turnaround, three seasons.
It's kind of comes full circle because the Baltimore Stallions in the CFL was like one of the highest drawing fucking teams. And it was the only U.S. market where it did well. And like short of them staying, we'd probably still have an American team. And now it came full circle because you got your team back.
No, I think the CFL at that point, they were all coming back north of the border.
But I mean, they were drawing like 30,000 in Baltimore. It was like pretty fucking surprising.
They were doing well, but the instant, was it Modell who moved the team or...
I don't know.
Yeah, Art Modell, the owner.
Yeah, when Art Modell, I think he'd like had that plan in place for a while to move Cleveland to Baltimore. Just, you know, basically big giant fuck you to Cleveland fans for, hey, I'm tired of all these years of nothing. And if I move the team, maybe I'll be able to get a few draft picks or something.
It's a very long and complicated story. I personally don't blame him as much. Because I believe right around that time where he was trying to get a lot of stuff done for the team. Oh, the Indians are going to the World Series and baseball is huge in the town.
Yeah, that hurts them. I mean, well, game 7 of the World Series tonight, so we'll see. So far, Houston's up. Well, we'll go from there. All right, power rankings are up for the last week, dropping out of first place, Calgary. So jumping up to first, the Edmonton Eskimos. We've been on quite a hot streak right now, and they're looking really good coming into week 20. Remaining in second, the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Like I said, dropping to third, the Calgary Stampeders. Fourth, the first Eastern team in the Toronto Argonauts. They're coming off a bye week, and they're trying to clinch home field in the East. Fifth place, we have the Ottawa Redblacks. Sixth, we have the Blue Bombers. Seventh, Tiger Cats. Eighth, the Lions. And in the bottom... the lowly, lowly Montreal Alouettes. It's not been a great season. We'll see what the turnaround is next year, but I think it's going to be another rebuild year. So I'm not looking, I don't think we're making the playoffs again next year.
Hey, man. Here's to $30 seat and fucking turkey leg day one more time.
Hopefully no rain this time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully you don't make it rain this time.
Oh, I'm going to punch you in the face. Okay, CFL Easy Pick standings coming into week 20. First place, the American, Mr. Heavyset.
Yeah.
Second place, me, with 45.
You are such a piece of shit.
Heavy's got 50 points. I've got 45 points. Third place, Mr. Old School.
How many points do I have?
With 41 points.
Yeah.
Glorious. So I figured you were going to play Glorious before. Fourth place, we have Coigne West. Fifth place, we have DeMayer. Sixth place, we have Coolio. And seventh, the Nightmare X / the Dark Rider. He's changed his handle again. Those guys have stopped playing for the last 3 weeks. So it's down to us three. And the closest would be, you know what? I'm going to make it double points this week to make things interesting.
Fucking A.
So... let's start with Friday night's contest, November 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We have the 3-14 Montreal Alouettes facing the 5-12 Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are a 13.5-point favorite. I'm going to start on taking the Tiger Cats, Mr. Old School.
Alouettes.
Heavy.
Tiger Cats.
As well, on the Friday at 9:30 p.m., we have the 11-6 Calgary Stampeders facing the 13-3-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are surprisingly at 10.5.
They're facing themselves?
Yeah, the Stampeders are going to
Stampeders are playing the Stampeders?
Okay, I'm picking the Stampeders.
I'm picking the Stamps, too.
Yeah. You bastards.
A coin flip decision.
All right. Let's correct that. The 11-6 Winnipeg Blue Bombers are facing the 13-3-1 Calgary Stampeders. Surprisingly, the Stampeders are a 10.5 favorite after losing the last two. We're going to start with old school.
I'll abstain for now. Just waiting, curious what you're picking.
No, you have to pick.
No, you know what? I'm going to pick opposite what you pick.
So you got no pick then?
No. Fuck you. That's bullshit. Let's just be realistic here. I need a lot of points. So I have to literally pick everything you're not picking. So give me a chance here. Give me a shot.
All right. Heavy, who are you picking?
I'm picking the same as you. No, I'm picking the... the Calgary Stampeders. I'm hoping they get out of this rut, and this would be like if they're going to pull themselves out of the rut, it's this week.
Okay. I'm not going to be a bitch, and I'm going to make a team pick of the Blue Bombers.
Cool. Can I pick a tie?
You can. I'll give you 4 points if you pick a tie.
Tie. Go.
Okay. All right, Saturday the 4th at 7 p.m., we have the 11-6 Edmonton Eskimos facing the 10-7 Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Riders are a 5.5 favorite. Old school, you're making a pick right now.
Eskimos.
Heavy.
What was the matchup and records one more time?
Edmonton 11-6 versus Saskatchewan 10-7. Saskatchewan's a 5.5 favorite.
Riders.
I'm going to take the Riders. And to close out the season, 10 p.m. on the Saturday, we have the 8-9 Toronto Argonauts facing the 7-10 BC Lions. The Lions are a 1.5 favorite. I'm going to take the Argos. Heavy.
Argos.
Lions.
All right. Those are the final picks for week 20. Double points. No emails. No Twitter. Oh, one Twitter.
Ooh.
From Mr. Fourth Row at CFL EaseBicks, FYI, at STFU Old School, edited my episode of TTN at the Movies in less than a week. Hashtag shout out, hashtag just saying. Well, Mr. Fourth Row, Old School, for some reason, likes you a lot. I think he wants to touch your pecker. So that's probably why he got it done in a week. It's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah.
Cock talk.
Maybe, just maybe.
Respect the cock.
Maybe, just maybe, like Kofi Kingston was on SmackDown, he loves you.
Check out something, The Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. It's a fantastic podcast.
Yeah, I can't listen to these old men complain about the current product.
It's good. They're not bitching. It's not like Cornette. Like, he goes in depth about whatever subject it is, if it's like over the edge, 99, if it's The Rock, if it's fucking whatever, Hogan's 1987. It's so fucking in depth. I adore that podcast.
I can't listen to 20-hour podcasts anymore.
20-hour?
I've heard that they don't really put a time down of how long they should have an episode. Like, 1 week it might be an hour, the next it might be three. I'm like, yeah, I'm not up for that anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot of free time at work.
Yeah, I don't have the time because I can't listen to podcasts at my desk because my bosses are shitty. So if you're in the Montreal area and you're looking for an administrative assistant or somebody in the administrative area, hit me up at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter because I need a better job.
I have time to listen to podcasts, but the fact is I have a certain amount that I listen to. I can't, like, I stopped listening to, what's that guy's name that's always on Austin's podcast?
Oh, Old School.
What?
You stopped listening to Old fuck? School.
No, the guy that's always on Austin's podcast.
Oh, Ted Fowler.
Ted Fowler. Not Ted Fowler. The one that does the weekly reviews on wrestling.
Oh, Court Bauer?
No, the one that does the weekly reviews on wrestling on Austin's podcast.
Oh, I stopped listening to Austin's podcasts because I don't have time for it anymore. So
I can't think of the dude's name, but he started a weekly wrestling podcast and was like, can I remember, three or four? I think it was 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday. And like, that was too much for me. I'm like, I have all these other podcasts, especially around football season.
Yeah, I've limited my podcast listening to when I have a chance. That's why I usually try and go on like long drives on Saturdays so I can get my podcast listening in. So let's do some plugs and final thoughts. Old school, you already promoted Bruce Pritchard's podcast, so I guess you're done.
Yeah, I'm good.
Sweet. Heavy set.
Check out Wrestling Cheers and Hanging with Heavy when I decided to do an episode because this past week I said, fuck it, I don't have time.
Ah, not bad. Speaking of fuck it, I don't have time, I was quite ill this weekend and unfortunately did not have the time or energy to edit All Beer Inside episode 19. I have begun. It is being edited. I've already cut out the background noises that Mr. Old School had suggested cutting out during the podcast, so that's already done. We will be recording November 11th for our next episode, so hopefully All Beer Inside will be out before then. All Beer Inside will also be coming up with its Amazon affiliates link and other affiliate links that it can sign up for. As for myself at Killer Carpe Diem, as for this show, at CFL Easy Picks or CFL Easy Picks at gmail.com, or since we're in association with StableWars.com, where we're always looking for new members and you can win DVDs, and you should go make the pick'ems for UFC 217, where hopefully GSP completely destroys Michael Bisping. And that will do it for us here for the regular season of CFL Easy Picks year 2017. And as Jim Jeffries says on the show, I think we can all be a little better with each other, to each other.
Yeah, literally.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please. Even if in winter things tend to freeze. We got the world monopoly on trees, and our country's bordered by three different seas.
Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please. We invented the zipper, we got expertise. We made insulin to combat disease. Yeah, I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
We're together, monarchy, the U.S. is a monarchy.
You find mounted Belize or go to the hospital and not pay fees. I know that you want to be Canadian, please.
And with fresh waters in high demand, we got the world's largest supply on hand. So you know that we can make a pretty good friend, but it's even better if you can.
We're together, monarchy, the U.S. is a monarchy.
Step three, live multiculturally. Step four, you ready? There is no more. We got beavers, caribou, and moose. We got buffalo bears and Canadian goose. And we're sorry about Celine Dion, but she did do that good song for Jim Cameron.